I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your own show, A Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me, my wife,
Razia Najafi. I'm here.
In today's program, we will discuss a very, very famous and very brave lady. You know about, without mentioning her name and character, the story of Karbala, the campaign of Karbala remains... Fruitless, incomplete. You know, the famous poet Allama Iqbal Lahuri, he says, whole story of Karbala has two words, you know. One word Imam Hussein has, you know, offered, one character Imam Hussein has offered, and the other character Zainab Salamullah Alayha.
Such a big title, offered, you know. Yeah. It's not easy to achieve such a big goal. Like you know, how can you translate Sharikatul Hussein?
Yeah.
You know, like the one
who is sharing the main goal of Imam Hussein.
Exactly, partner. Like when I say Assalamu alaikum ya Aba Abdullah, you know, truly I feel he is a father. You know, he's a trainer of whoever is obeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like, if I'm praying today, yeah, if I'm reciting Quran or any good deed I'm doing, Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha, she has a part. Oh, the same way Imam Hussein Alayhi Salam. Like, they are a very amazing partners. Yeah. You know, Sharikatul Hussein. It's not easy to digest this title. You know, there are so many titles for Lady Zainab. Yeah. So even this one is astonishing, you know, like blew our mind.
Imam Hussein is reviving the message of Islam itself. So wherever Islam reaches, wherever heights Islam reaches, there are these two personalities, Imam Hussein and Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha.
May Allah give us shafa'at.
All Islam, wherever Islam reaches, Zainab Salamullah Alayha's name is also there. Imam Hussein's name is also there.
Until the day of Qiyamah, you know, wherever Islam goes, there's a light of Zainab Salamullah Alayha is too with Imam Hussein Alayhi Salam.
Not only she was sister for Imam Hussein, she was like a minister for Imam Hussein. She was the right hand for Imam Hussein Alayhi Salam.
Subhanallah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was a helper Imam Hussein. She was a very good motivator to Imam Hussein Alayhi Salam. You know, whenever Imam Hussein would feel any kind of, you know, anxiety or something, any problem or anything, Zainab was there to calm Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yeah, I think it's maybe our listeners sometimes maybe they would not agree. They say, no, Zainab salamullah alayha, she is not a ma'asuma and Imam Hussein is ma'asum. How can she comfort him? But we have the same story in the life of Rasulullah and Bibi Khatija and Imam Ali Hazrat Fatima. Yeah, like how Bibi Khatija was the source of comfort for Rasulullah, the same way here, Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha is playing her very vital role for Imam Hussein Alayhi Salam.
Hussein Alayhi Salam, definitely her role before Karbala, in the Karbala, or after the Karbala. Usually people say her role was after the Karbala, you know, after the event Karbala. But she has played a very, very vital and important role even before Karbala.
How?
In the preparation of the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Okay.
Yeah, the moment she joined with Imam Hussein, she left Medina, she was always there, with Imam Hussein. whatever Imam Hussein would say to people, she was also there, and she would try her best to convey the message of Imam Hussein wherever she got any chance, whatever stop they stopped, you know. Not only she would bring the children of Imam Hussein and the, you know, Bani Hashim, she would take care of her brother Imam Hussein al-Islam during all these 2-3 months. So her role is not only limited after the Karbala. Mainly, definitely.
Amazing,
role
amazing
is after
point.
Karbala, but
yeah, like yeah. Whoever has a role after the Karbala, that means that person is there even before the Karbala,
yeah, before
too.
Karbala.
But like we have discussed before about Hania and Umm Wahab, you know, like those kind of ladies, Daylam, and, you know, Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha was there to host them, to educate them, to tell
definitely.
Them the, you know, the purpose of their mission, you know, about the ma'arif of Imam Hussein. Unfortunately, history has not written. Maybe she has given so many beautiful, maybe, speeches to the ladies of this beautiful journey towards Karbala. So I think from month of Rajab till month of Muharram, there would be more than 5 months. In these
yeah.
5 months, she is also playing her truly vital role to invite people towards this amazing mission,
yeah.
and especially to educate them. That is very important, because, you know, many times people get deprived, get deviated from Imam of their time because of ignorance. Yeah.
So
Lady Zainab, she is the daughter of Gate of Knowledge, Babul Ilm, yeah, daughter of Ali Murtala. So she's educating people that why we are going, why, you know, we are here, how come we have left our town. You know, it's not
definitely,
easy
for
women to leave her town,
especially
her
in
hometown.
Those conditions, on
yeah.
those hot weathers and all the harshments of the journey. They played their role. One of the most important roles of Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha is the obeying her Imam of time, you know. How she obeyed Imam Hussein alayhi salam, how she was totally submissive to Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
SubhanAllah.
She was not looking at him as a brother, although they were very sincere. They had very close relations, like, you know, very, very close and good relations of sister and brother. But she was looking at him as Imam of her time. And she was always ready to listen to him. And practicing whatever he would say.
You know, I remember, I remember the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, you know, I have two kind of connection to Imam Ali alayhi salam. One is that, you know, I'm son of Imam Ali, yeah? One is that I'm lover of Imam Ali. I have the vilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And I'm more proud of being the, you know, lover of my Imam Ali. Not
yeah.
only the son. You know, here, the way you have mashallah giving us this beautiful message that Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha, you know, her role, like, it's not an ordinary family, brother, sister. You know, unfortunately, people, when they talk about a brother and sister relationship, they think, you know, like they go in a very emotional way and only a family, like a family member connection. But the connection was beyond the family, you know, connection. It was like Imam and Ma'moom, like Imam and the lover of Imam.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
How beautifully she has played this role also, like all other roles she has played. And one of the other roles she has played, she was the defender of Imama, you know. You know better than me that Imam Ali ibn Hussein alayhi salam, after the shahadat of Imam Hussein, how she defended Imam Ali ibn Hussein alayhi salam, you know, during the Ashura days. You know, Imam Ali ibn Sajjad alayhi salam was, according to some riwayats, he was sick, yeah? And Hazrat Zainab used to take care of him. And during the journey from Karbala to Kufa and Kufa to Sham.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she was like a shield and defending Imam Ali ibn Hussein alayhi salam, especially in the courtyard of Yazid, where Yazid wanted to kill Imam Sajjad alayhi salam.
I want to conclude like this, that, you know, the role of Lady Zainab salamu alayha is between two imams. Like the opportunity which Allah has given to her, that she can serve Imam Hussein, you know, and after Imam Hussein, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam too. And I think, again, it's easy to listen, but it wasn't that, you know, that much comfortable maybe for Lady Zainab salamullah alayha to talk in front of, you know, all those strangers and to defend Imam Sajjad in that critical situation. You know, I can see her role is very, we can say, comprehensive. Like, even the way she used to pray, she used to recite her prayers, the way she used to take care of, you know, her not only her family, but also other, you know, companions, maybe orphans. So everything, like, it's so beautiful character. Therefore, I usually say Zainab, you know. Yeah. The name itself has a very powerful meaning. Like the one who is the adornment of her father, number one. So Zainab means the flower. That beautiful aroma, yeah. The beautiful bouquet which Panjatan, the five holy personalities, has been decorated, yeah, you know, decorated it or, you know, made it. So she, Zainab salamullah alayha, you know, she has got all her beautiful characters, her wisdom, her bravery, her devotion from five holy Masum, personalities. Yeah,
definitely. What a beautiful...
That is something, you lady. Know, like, no one has five Masum around, you know, him or her. So she was so lucky. Therefore, she had that strong faith and heart to defend Imam.
That's why she was called Aqilatu Bani Hashim. Yeah. Because of these beautiful personalities surrounding around her. So when you know Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Ibn Ziyad wanted to kill Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the court of Kufa. When he wanted to kill Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, what happens? Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha comes in front of Imam Sajjad and she says, like Imam Ali used to say, yeah, if you want to kill my nephew, you should kill me first. Then you can kill Imam Ali ibn Hussein alayhi salam. And because of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha, they didn't martyr Imam Sajjad alayhi salam.
You know why? I was reading that Yazidi people, you know, the enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they were thinking that Ali Akbar, the son of Imam Hussein, another Ali who was martyr in Karbala, Ali Akbar, he would be the wasi and next Imam.
Yeah.
And they were so delighted. The son of Hussein. So because we know that how famous he was, how beautiful he was in his, you know, knowledge and everything. He was very, very near. Ali Akbar was very near to Isma. To Ismat, it means infallible. Yeah. So therefore, they were thinking, okay, we have done. You know, now there is nothing has left. When they saw Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is there, you know, and you know, therefore they say the moment he introduced himself that I'm Ali, and they were shocked. There's one more Ali.
Yeah.
How come he's alive? You know, now the role of Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha comes. And alhamdulillah, today we learn a lot from this great lady and we have to end up our this amazing ibadat. You know, we are worshipping Allah. We are just getting closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by just sitting with these great personalities and pondering about them. And whenever we reflect about them, we will get their dua, you know, and they will inshallah do our shafa'a and we get the intercession from Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope to see you very soon in our next episode. Fi amanillah.
Jazakumullah. Fi amanillah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return. La ilaha.
the Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.